Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we started a brand new series we're calling Under the Hood, saying no to the quick fix. And the whole kind of idea of the series is, you know, we experience these issues in our lives, and it's very easy to sort of reach for the superficial solution, the quick fix, right? And I likened this on Sunday. I said, look, when you hear something wrong in the motor of your car, right? Or you know something internally in the car is wrong, you don't take it to the car wash, right? You take it to the mechanic to have it looked at, right? You got to look under the hood to find out what's the root of the problem. And the Bible describes what the root problem is in our lives. It's a problem called sin, our broken relationship with God because of our rebellion against Him, and our need for forgiveness, our need for healing, our need for a Savior, our need to be washed clean and transformed from the inside out. That's something I said on Sunday, is that Jesus brings heart transformation, not just behavior modification. And so we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 5. That's what we looked at on Sunday. That's what we're looking at this whole month, where Paul talks about the amazing work and change that God does in us. We ourselves are not even good at superficial change, let alone profoundly changing ourselves. We can't fix ourselves, but Jesus does. He changes us from the inside out. And we're going to get in a couple of weeks to, just where Paul says we are a new creation, right? In 2 Corinthians 5, it says the old has passed away, right? The old is gone. We are a new creation in Christ. But this first week we looked at, not the change that God has already worked in us, but the promise of the change or the transformation that God's going to work in us, that we're going to have new bodies. Paul talks about that in the first 10 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that we are going to be transformed and we will have new resurrected bodies. And he's talking about it. He's using kind of an illustration where he talks about a tent versus a house, an eternal house. And the tent is our earthly body, whereas the eternal house, the eternal home, he also talks about it as clothing, right? That's our resurrected body. And he says in verse 1, for we know, we don't just hope, we don't just think, we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. And I love just the imagery there. And I love how he talks about tent versus house, because Paul was a tent maker. And so it's a very appropriate illustration for him. He says, look, this, you picture a tent, flimsy, not permanent, very temporary. And then you picture a house, and he actually calls it a building made by God, a home built by God, an eternal dwelling. And he says that's the difference between this body we have now and the resurrected body we will have, the glorified body we will have when one day Jesus returns and makes all things new. And so we talked on Sunday about just all the implications of what Paul's talking about here, that when we die, our souls are with Christ. And then when Jesus returns, he's going to give us a new body, a glorified body, and we're going to be with him forever in perfect joy in this resurrected, glorified, eternal body. This gives the believer such a confidence, such a hope, and honestly, a different view, such a different approach toward death than what the outside world has. For the believer in Christ, death has lost its sting, and death has lost its victory. It's been swallowed up. Paul says, what is mortal has swallowed up by life. Everything susceptible or that pertains to death has been swallowed up by life and the victory of Christ. And so one of the things I ask on Sunday, and I'll ask now, is just the question, how should the reality about what's coming impact the way we live now? How should the reality or the truth about then and there impact our here and now? And I think there are many ways in which it should impact us. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to be afraid of it. We don't have to avoid it at all costs. And I think one of the implications that should have, the peace that we should have right now, even in the midst of everything going on, but also just the way in which we live our lives and the hopefully for the believer, the lack of obsession over this physical body. This is one implication of this is I really believe that for the believer in Christ, and this is something I struggle with, maybe something you struggle with, but sometimes the obsessiveness we have, the preoccupation we have with this physical body, how do I look, and just sort of obsessing. Maybe for you, it's weight, or you know, am I attractive enough, or am I working out enough, or have I shaped this body well enough? I don't know if you listen to YouTube. I use YouTube, listen to songs, and a lot of times after you play a song, an ad will come on, and if I hear another ad about the latest scientific discovery about how to keep wrinkles at bay or how to stay young, we just have this obsession in our culture with this physical body. And then you've got Paul saying, hey, guys, it's a tent. It's just a tent. It won't last forever. It's prone to decay. We are going to die. Now, what we do in this body matters and echoes into eternity. And we should take care of this body. I believe that's right and good. But this body is a tent. And it's not going to last forever. One day, you're going to die. I'm going to die. This body's going to waste away. But if this body is destroyed, and it will be, we have an eternal dwelling. We have a building from God, not built by human hands. We're going to have resurrected bodies. We're going to be with Christ forever. Death has lost its sting. It's lost its victory, and we need not fear it. And I think that should impact the way that we live. I think we should, if we are taking steps in our relationship in Christ, then we're going to be spending more time and more energy and thought on eternal spiritual matters and less on the temporary physical, and especially on, you know, how do I look? How this physical body, preserving this physical body as long as possible. I just think that's going to take, that's going to become less and less. And am I making disciples? Am I following Jesus? Am I loving my family well? Am I loving those who don't know and love Christ? Am I sharing the gospel? Those things are going to be coming to the forefront. It's going to change the way in which we live. So let me take a moment. I want to pray for you. I hope you'll come back and join again tomorrow. But let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, I ask forgiveness in my own life when I have just had too much of a preoccupation or obsession with the material, the temporary. God, not seeing this, my own physical body rightly, Lord, and understanding, yes, take care of it. But Father, recognizing again, this is just a tent, and the resurrected body is coming, and we need not fear death, and we need not obsess over the here and now, but rather to look forward to then and there, and with that hope, to set our hope on Jesus, and to spend our time and our energy, our resources, our life pursuing you and investing in the things that last. Father, I pray that you'd make that more true of me, more true of anyone who's listening right now. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a moment now and pray for yourself.